Now, the last point that I want to bring up is the use of demonstratives before the board. We see many, many parties come in with a beautifully assembled PowerPoint presentation, and they have the idea that they are going to present that slide set to us from start to finish uninterrupted, almost as though they're giving a lecture. That is a really bad strategic move to make. The demonstratives are meant to illustrate a point you want to make or help you remember the evidence. They are not a canned presentation that you're going to run through from start to finish. It is a big mistake to be so wedded to the organization of your demonstratives that you can't move from slide 4 to slide 20 and then back to slide 10. You must be nimble and flexible with the demonstratives to use them to your greatest advantage. And now I'll turn the microphone over to my colleague, Erin Dunstan, to give you her opening take on oral advocacy before the board.
Thank you, Judge Gongola. I too have three major points that I'd like to start out with, and they work very closely with those that Judge Gongola already brought up. The first is know the record, know it inside and out. Have citations to the evidence ready, especially for anything that you intend to cover. But even if you don't intend to cover it, make sure you've got some sort of cheat sheet so that you can hopefully rather quickly find where that's located. Certainly you want to know your record, but also take into account you have to be pretty familiar with your opponent's record if it's a trial. Because sometimes, I think typically by accident, but if you find that the opponent has raised something that either isn't in the record or isn't accurate, it's great to have that cheat sheet at the ready so that you can point that out to the board. Also, you want to make things as easy as possible for the board. So, for example, if you do demonstratives, it's very good to have citations to the evidence on the demonstrative. That way the board doesn't need to go hunting. It's right there. Also, it's a really good quality check for you. The demonstratives should not have new arguments or new evidence. So if you've written something and you go to fill in the site and can't find it, that's a problem. So you might be in a pickle there and you might have to rework the demonstrative or change your course just a little bit there. The second major point that I'd like to bring up is to practice. I would practice both content and timing, and we're going to get into this a bit as we go on. But I think, you know, start just yourself practicing, but then perhaps ask the client or colleagues to help you. It's amazing how much you will improve over time and with practice. As Judge Gongola said, you need to be ready for the tough questions, and hopefully the client or the colleague can help play devil's advocate and get you ready for those tough questions. As you go along, do keep an eye on the clock. You have limited time. Sometimes they'll give you a little bit of extra time if they ask a lot of questions, but in case they don't, you've got to be ready to get across the points that you want to in the time that you've been given. And the third thing, again, already raised by Judge Gongola, you've got to be flexible and nimble. You simply cannot just do a canned presentation. You may get peppered with questions before your first sentence even ends. So as she mentioned, you've got to be able to go from slide 3 to slide 30 to opponent slide 4 to whatever makes sense based on the questions that you're receiving. So I'll turn that back over to you, Judge Gongola.
So please call me Janet, and I'm going to call you Erin, and I'm going to reveal a big secret to all of you in attendance. I have known Erin longer than I have been a patent attorney. Years and years ago, when I was in-house counsel, Erin was my first outside counsel, so I feel like we've sort of grown up in the system together. So this is a special treat to be on this panel with her. And I feel like because of that long-term past relationship, I might be able to ask her some of the questions that I'm curious to know about counsel when they're preparing to argue in front of the board. But perhaps I might not want to admit I don't know or not want to ask. So on the topic of preparing for your argument, Aaron, how do you go about it? Do you write out in full script, this is exactly what I'm going to say? And then do you eventually like distill it down? Or how do you assemble the paper to get ready to make that oral presentation? What is your process look like?
So I typically do not write out the full argument. The thing that really kind of gets me into the mode of the hearing are the demonstratives or my personal notes for the hearing. As I mentioned, that's very helpful to go back through the record, realize what's where and figure out what the key issues are. So what I do write out are basically bullet points. Main theme, main thing I want to get across, maybe a couple sub points. And I personally prefer either typing or handwriting my arguments out. And I kind of lean towards handwriting. If at least I can read it, that's fine. And then I'll know the issues around those bullet points, but I think it would just be too cumbersome to write everything out completely. So I do the bullet points, work on the demonstratives, and then figure out, let's say, I had a deck of 20 demonstratives. Maybe there's only three or four that are super key, and I might just hop to those key ones as the argument goes along.